You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and good morning. Welcome into the NFL Daily Kickoff, a part of the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the league on Tuesday, October 19th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Wild Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. Titans walked away with a 34-31 win on the back of a fourth and goal stop just inside the 2-yard line with 22 seconds left to go in the game.
Allen leans forward, and I don't think he got there. Josh Allen looked like he slipped down.
Huge win for the Tennessee Titans as they improve to 4-2 on the season. Another absolute monster game from Derrick Henry, who had 20 carries for 143 yards and three more rushing touchdowns. That included this second quarter 76-yard touchdown run.
Here's Derrick Henry trying to get the big guy going, and he's going. And when I say going, he might go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. Derrick Henry, touchdown, 76 yards, there are no flags.
Titans did suffer several injuries on Monday night, including offensive lineman Taylor Lewan, who was immobilized and carted off the field. It was later reported he has movement in all of his extremities and was being evaluated for a concussion. Titans first-round cornerback Caleb Farley also left the game with a knee injury. Julio Jones was ruled out in the fourth quarter with a hamstring injury. Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox, who was enjoying a breakout season, left the game with a hand injury and did not return. Reinforcements could be on the way for many NFL teams as players that were placed on the physically unable to perform list ahead of the start of the regular season are eligible to return to practice this week. Players of note include new Panthers cornerback Stephon Gilmore, Packers star tackle David Bakhtiari, and Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas. A team that could desperately use some reinforcements right now is the 3-3 Cleveland Browns, who dropped their second consecutive game 37-14 to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. The Browns were missing both starting tackles in Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills. Star running back Nick Chubb sat out the contest with a calf injury, and backup running back Kareem Hunt left the game with a calf injury of his own. Kevin Stefanski did add that he is not ruling out running back Nick Chubb from playing on Thursday Night Football against the Denver Broncos. Quote, he is progressing. So we'll see if Nick Chubb is available for the Browns, who desperately need a win on Thursday night. Kareem Hunt's calf injury sounds like the much more serious injury, as the Browns confirmed on Monday that he is likely headed to IR. They expect him to be out for the next several weeks. The fantasy running back landscape continues to disintegrate before our very eyes. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield also dislocated his shoulder during the game. It happened to be the same shoulder that he's currently dealing with, a torn labrum. Baker Mayfield did have an MRI on that shoulder on Monday and is currently seeking a second opinion before the Browns will determine whether or not he's going to be available on Thursday Night Football. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a calf strain on the walk-off touchdown to CeeDee Lamb in Sunday's contest against the Patriots. The Cowboys head into their bye week with a 5-1 record, and Prescott does not seem too concerned about the injury. Star tackle Tyron Smith also left Sunday's game with an ankle injury. He was able to return later in the contest. Cowboys tackle Lael Collins was also reinstated by the NFL on Monday. Collins was serving a 5-game suspension for violating the league's policy on substance abuse. He is now reinstated and able to practice with the team. As the Cowboys head into a bye week, expect to see Collins on the field at some point for Dallas later this year. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is on IR after finger surgery. Geno Smith's trying to keep the Seahawks airborne in the NFC West, as they currently sit at 2-4, last place in the division. And head coach Pete Carroll confirmed on ESPN Seattle the Seahawks have indeed talked to veteran quarterback Cam Newton, who confirmed last week that he has been fully vaccinated and is ready to make his return to the football field. With a questionable timeline on Russell Wilson's return, the Seahawks could look to add a veteran like Newton to try and salvage their 2021 season. The NFL trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. With a lot of teams in the market for some help in the pass rush department, it was a surprise to see the Houston Texans release veteran pass rusher Whitney Mercilus on Monday afternoon. The Texans are reportedly looking to get some of their younger pass rushers involved. Mercilus was drafted by Houston in the first round of the 2012 NFL draft. Currently has 3 sacks on the season and seems like a prime candidate to land with a contending team to assist in the pass rush department. Chiefs, please. The Texans also announced they are cutting former Pro Bowl return specialist Andre Roberts, who had been battling a knee injury since the preseason. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer announced today that cornerback Patrick Peterson's headed to IR dealing with a hamstring injury. He did add they do not believe it is season ending. Colts wide receiver Paris Campbell left Sunday's contest after dealing with a significant foot injury, according to head coach Frank Reich. He is going to miss a significant amount of time, and it is possibly a season ending injury. Tough break for a young wide receiver who's battled injuries since entering the NFL. After taking time away from the team to work on his mental health, Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson is returning after a 3-game absence. Johnson released a statement on his social media channels that read, "I would like to thank everyone for their understanding and support over the last 2 weeks. I appreciate the positive notes and messages as I've worked hard to restore my personal life. Depression and anxiety are things I've dealt with for a long time and have kept them hidden from friends and family. If you're reading this and struggling, please know that you are not alone. I am excited to rejoin my teammates and coaches. I'm grateful for the entire Eagles community and look forward to continuing to play in front of the best fans in the world." And to wrap things up, Falcons head coach Arthur Smith announced wide receiver Calvin Ridley, who missed the trip to London for personal reasons, is returning to practice this week for the Falcons. They're fresh off of a bye week. Expect Calvin Ridley to bounce back from his slow start to the season. Week 7 of the NFL season is officially upon us. This has been the NFL Daily Kickoff, a part of the SB Nation NFL show. Make sure you stick right here for the off-day debrief with Stats and BLG. They've got the only 100% accurate NFL power rankings. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you guys later this week.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more. Strengthen security posture and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.